Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. We appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. My name is Sean Pendergast. His name is Seth Payne. We, like many of you, were up last night watching the Astros duel with the Atlanta Braves, stand in, toe-to-toe, Spencer Arrighetti pitching a little better this time around. And Seth, as I told you before the show, I kind of dozed off in the eighth inning a little bit. I was getting a little tired, you know, had to kind of plan out my sleep a little bit as I normally do, because you and I have that early wake-up call. So I said, you know what, the eighth and the early part of the ninth inning, I'm just going to catch 15 minutes here, and then I'm going to catch the Astros, make a comeback here in the bottom of the ninth. And when I went to sleep, dozed off, it was 2-1, and I got up 15 minutes later, and it was 6-1.
Yes.
Last night.
Well, that's the I choose to think
hell
of
happens,
them these
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
It's the Astros plus hater.
Yeah,
that was hater is not officially an Astro yet. not with his 9+ ERA, not with his loading the bases, not with his letting the other team score every other time he's on the mound, and then certainly not when you take a 1-run game and turn it into a blowout win for the Braves. After Arrighetti comes in, look, Arrighetti, I think people probably feel pretty positive about. In a lot of parts, like, he would have been the story of the game, even though he wouldn't have gotten the win. The fact that he handled himself going into the third time through the rotation, had some battles with Acuna. Really, really nice performance, promising performance by Arrighetti. But Josh Hader, your high-priced closer, he's just not good. He hasn't been good. We'll see. I'd be incredibly surprised if he ends up being this bad the rest of the season. And yet, I don't have a lot of personal experience that helps me feel better about him.
Yeah, no, I don't either. No, I mean, he didn't blow the game. They would have lost the game 2-1. You know, whatever, if they didn't get any runs in the ninth. You know, he blew any chance they had of having a shot in the ninth inning when he came in and gave up whatever it was, 5 straight hits.
I don't even care. Like, Sean, I don't care if they're up by 5 at that point.
Up
by 7. What the hell is this? There's absolutely no faith or confidence.
Except
in this
I would have said, why are you bringing him in up 7? That would have been the only thing I would have asked. That would have been an Espada issue instead of a
hater
issue.
Do I look like a person this morning who cares about whether or not it's considered a blown save or not?
No.
I worry about the fact that the dude is out there loading the bases up like it's his job.
This is bad.
Like he's been taking payoffs or something.
Yeah, this is bad. Like, this to me, and I know it's early. It's still April. Like, I know we're not even 20 games into the season yet, but he's had multiple outings, none as bad as the one statistically last night. But he's not been a hammer at all, other than maybe his first couple times he came in early in the season. He looked really good. Here's Joe Espada after the game. For those who missed it, Josh Hader came in the top of the ninth inning of a 2-1 game the Astros were losing, and next thing you know, it's 6-1. Gave up 5 straight hits. It was not good. Here was Joe Espada, Astros manager, last night saying, not worried about
him. He's getting after it. He, you know, just missing locations. But, you know, this stuff is pretty good. Just location behind the count, leadoff walk. But, you know, he's been successful for a very long time. Stuff will click.
The big reason for me, Seth, as I was kind of processing this morning, like there's the obvious one, like, okay, this is a 5-year deal. And again, I'm acknowledging it's early, but this is the reality we're in right now. Is Josh Hader stinks. And yeah. It's a 5-year deal. It's the first time Crane's given a 5-year deal to an outside free agent. So this is naturally going to, if this thing blows up in his face and he signed a lemon, who knows what this does to his proclivity of doing future signings like this, splurging like this. To me, though, put the contract aside, like the biggest negative with this one, as opposed to, say, the Abreu signing, is Abreu wasn't really displacing anybody at first base. I mean, I guess you could say Yuli. They didn't bring him back because they signed Abreu, but Yuli was on his last legs. This one, you shuffled the entire back end of your bullpen to bring this guy in. You had to sit down with Ryan Presley and Josh Hader and explain to them, as Joe Espada did, why you were doing this stuff. And I think it's fair to say, if we're going to sit here and say 18 games in, that Hader stinks, acknowledging things could change, I think it's fair to say, too, that the move to being a setup guy has affected Ryan Presley in some way.
Well,
he's been awful as well.
He's been awful. This is what...
It's a double whammy is what I'm saying.
It's tricky with Presley because, for one, I had a hard time with everybody just so casually outside of Houston saying, well, look at what the Astros did. Now they've got the best 7, 8, 9 in the league. And part of it is, Presley's being moved away from the closer for a reason, and an understandable one. He's 35 years old, and he's taken a decline. He took a decline last year that it wouldn't be as simple as, like, oh, yeah, now Presley. And moving away from closer, Presley's going to be as good as he ever was before. So I think it could be a combination of just natural aging plus, yeah, being bucked down from closer.
Yeah.
You know, this happens in primate studies, Sean. When you take the alpha in a chimpanzee group,
yeah,
and somehow just artificially move him out of the alpha position, oh, yeah, his actual testosterone drops. Like there's a physiological change. I feel like maybe Presley got the old alpha chimpanzee testosterone.
How do they
drop
know
here.
That? How do they know it? Did they bring him in and they test his blood and they're able to see his testosterone changes?
No, Sean. They ask him, "How does your testosterone feel today?" They test his blood, Sean.
Okay. I'm just picturing a gorilla walking into the, you know, the men's tea clinic and getting a syringe and
gorilla walking into
being kind of sarcastic
into the what's the lab testing place there? Quest. Yeah. Walks into a Quest Diagnostics.
Yeah.
I've lost my position as CEO and I was curious if you could take my testosterone.
Yeah. I know I watched that gorilla. What was the gorilla documentary? Chimp Empire. Was it Chimp Empire? Yeah.
Which is a hell of a name for a gorilla.
I'm only asking because they never tested. I never watched them put the band around the arm and draw the blood from Alf or whatever the name of the alpha chimp was, you know? I never saw it happen on the documentary, so that's interesting. So the Astros, not good. Arrighetti, let's talk about the good stuff. So Arrighetti last night, here was Spencer Arrighetti last night on how he felt about his second start.
There's a lot to look back and be proud of. I feel like I made some good adjustments in between starts this time around. I definitely had some good days to work on things in between, so always a little bit of confidence there. I feel like I got accustomed to the environment a little bit more, and I made some big pitches tonight and some big situations that I'm really happy about. Obviously, I've gotten into some trouble in the second, but I think that I did a good job handling the best part of their lineup with some traffic, so I think there's definitely some positives.
Yeah, it was way better. It was way better, and he didn't, you know, the Jose Abreu didn't do him any favors by trying to stay on the bag on that Jeremy Pena bounce throw.
Yeah, Jeremy Pena had an error throw into first, and Jose Abreu, he tried to stay on the bag, didn't. So he went off of the bag to go get the ball, but didn't get the ball.
Right.
And it was just an absolute mess. And we're in such a state of affairs in Houston now that even though it was Pena's error, I think 99% of Astros fans were angry at Pena, and rightfully so in that moment, because he's just been, he's hapless there defensively as a first baseman.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you're making... Like, this is how bad the situation is with Abreu right now, Sean. We're talking about a first baseman and his fielding. And that, like, oh, if only this first baseman could be a better fielder,
yeah,
maybe it wouldn't be as bad. But like, no. No, even at first freaking base,
yeah,
he's got to be an issue there as well.
Yeah, like the easiest position. The position where in Moneyball, they just parked Scott Hatteberg. Remember that? Like,
yeah,
in the movie Moneyball. Like, we'll just play first base. You ever played before?
Yeah.
No, you can learn. It's first base. Like, what
the
hell?
Whole thing with Hatteberg was that, like, they were willing to accept that he was trash defensively for the first part of the season, yeah, and as he learned how to play first base, because he had a bat, you know, because he was at least producing and getting on base or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember his splits from April, May right off the top of my head, but
yeah,
I believe that Hatteberg was probably above a 100 batting average in those first couple
I did
months.
The old check on Abreu's batting average during the game last night. I'm like, man, it's 104. He's over 100. Like it was after.
Oh, apologies.
Yeah. He was over. Yeah, well, during the game, he may have come up one more time, and now he's below 100. But
yeah,
you have the old Mendoza line at 200, and you got the Abreu line at 100. Those are the various lines here of different different batting averages.
I'm gonna check Hatteberg's stats from 2002.
Okay.
Check out his splits. I guarantee you, he was hitting better than 103.
Oh, jeez.
As they moved him to first base.
You don't need to check.
Sean, this is the Scott Hatteberg podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Hey Ben, get Hatteberg on the line. All right.
Dig him up from wherever he is right now. I would interview him actually.
He's supposedly a delightful guy.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions. Yeah.
There's actually a good part in Moneyball, the book, where they talk about one of the things he enjoyed about playing first base after moving from catcher is that he got to chat with people.
Yeah.
And he brings up Bagwell. And he liked talking to Bagwell about, like, he was trying to compliment Bagwell about just how good he was and everything. And Bagwell was always just completely self-deprecating, like, I suck. My swing is trash.
He's always like that. Yeah.
I know. It's old school.
Yeah.
Players used to hate themselves, Sean.
Yeah, I know.
Not like these new kids who are just in love with themselves and everybody.
Yeah.
There's all this self-esteem nonsense. Excellent Hall of Fame athletes used to despise themselves, and it drove them
those
to
the
great
days.
Heights, okay?
Those are the days. I'm still trying to picture a doctor telling a gorilla to hold still while I put this syringe in. I just can't get past that.
I think there's tranquilizers involved. I'm still... How many times do you understand there's a difference between gorillas and chimpanzees?
Evidently not, no.
Do you really not?
I mean, I guess if I thought about it, I don't know. Like, well, yeah.
Really? There's a huge difference.
Okay, I'm just anecdotally calling them the same thing. Am I racist right now? Am I being racist?
Yes, yeah, you're
being
primatist. They all look alike to me, a chimpanzee,
okay,
a gorilla,
okay,
a spider monkey. Okay, well, do you accept that there's a difference between a spider monkey and a gorilla?
I guess so. I'm glad that you're standing on the wall for these guys right now. I'm sure they somewhere in the jungle appreciate it.
Sean,
like, what are we doing here?
Wait a second. No. This is like 4 year old stuff. Like you're looking through a little children's book, and the 4 year old says gorilla, and then you go to the next one. And he says,
I know
chimpanzee.
The difference. I'm just calling them the same thing.
So you're doing it like it's like some people call any kind of soda Coke.
Yeah,
you call
a little bit.
You call any kind of non-human.
A little bit, and yet I am way more offended when people call those different sodas Coke. I'm like, no, it says Coke on the label right here. Yeah,
it's no, because a gorilla is like the biggest and the baddest of them all.
Yeah.
So if you look at, there's got to be a cutoff line where if like a spider monkey, for instance, you wouldn't call that a gorilla.
Do you think I'm offending the gorillas by calling them by saying chimp right now? Do you think I
wouldn't say it to his face?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If one
walks down the hall into the studio, I'll start to worry about it.
What do we have in the studio yesterday? Garfield.
Garfield. Yeah. So it's.
Was that in your mind? Was that the same thing as a tiger?
It was a dog, actually. Yeah, they're just all animals. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Astros lose last night, 6-1. Josh Hader, lemon alert right now. On Josh
gorilla.
Hader.
Yeah. Josh Hader, the
gorilla.
Gorilla
Josh Hader.
He's in a gorilla suit out there. He might as well have been.
That's right.
He was no better than the dude on the train on Trading Places.
That's right. Now I want to watch Trading Places. All right.
Now that's a gorilla.
Stephon Diggs acquisition. Our first chance to hear from D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. On the newest Houston Texan. The story about how C.J. Stroud found out about the trade, I think, is very relatable to a lot of us, especially people who take naps. We will get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.